Good morning, Savannah and Lowcountry, and welcome to the Call of the Mossy Sports Court. It's another Saturday, and it's the coach and the AD. It's a Saturday. It's April 4th. Once again, got to get out of the house, but like I said, I'm not on the radio. ESPN Savannah. Savannah Mall office has been closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. So I had to find a way to keep this little show going, and I'm glad that now the man that's sitting 6 feet away from me has some time to be part of this, and that's, of course, the AD from Calvary Day School, Chad Griffin. It's the coach and AD, but we do have a return of the coach and Makos and the AD about 9:15. Melissa Makos up in the ATL doing a thing, teaching up there, and she's also in Savannah. We're going to tell you how you can see Melissa Makos, I think once or twice or maybe three times a week. We're going to have her on Zoom, so you'll get to see the Makos in about 9:15. Then about 9:30, the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I mean, it's sad to say the seniors in Savannah, the seniors in the United States, lost their graduation ceremony, have lost prom, have lost the sports season. We're going to bring on Savannah Christian, standout baseball player, Kyle Hilton. He was on the front page of the Savannah Morning News yesterday. Great story, how those other athletes and coaches reacted to this. And then we'll take three out the door about 9:50, 9:55. But the hour usually goes quick. Let's kick into this. Good morning, Mr. Griffin. How you doing?
Doing great, Carl. Great to be back here with you in our social distancing here. Yeah. We are live at Coach's Corner in the Sound Garden. Back here, so great acoustics, nobody here, but Coach's Corner is doing some amazing stuff up front with what they got going on for you today. Come by and see these guys, got plenty of smoked meats, I think brisket today, so super excited about that. They basically got a whole storefront
out. It's got a mom and pop store. You need toilet paper. Everybody needs toilet paper. Yeah, you need paper towels. You need bleach. You need, what is it, germicide, whatever you got, the sprays. Hey,
they have it.
John Henderson's opened up his little mom and pop shop, and you know what? I think it's pretty cool because, yeah, once again, it's his business, but he's doing this because there's not many places where you can go. And you walk into Dollar General. I walked into Dollar General yesterday. There's no toilet paper. There's no paper towels. You got to be kidding me. I figured I'd go to Dollar General. I'll get all the stuff I want.
Gone.
So,
once again, right here, do it.
Once again, you know, people, you got to be careful. I know I got to move a little over, Chad, so I can get into the Twitter Live up there. I mean, we got Twitter Live. We got Facebook Live. You got to love technology. I got a little Zoom to talk to Melissa in a couple minutes. But once again, people, it's one life, one day. You got to live one day at a time. I know you want to be out. I know you want to be at the beach. I want to do the same thing. Hey, I'm a teacher. I've been stuck in a room that's 10 by 10. It's my boy's old bedroom. I made it into a little den. Not a man cave, a den. And I'm telling you, I'm going stir crazy. I love what I'm doing. I mean, there's a lot more work. I'm learning how to use more technology. And got to thank Sherry Griffin, the better half of this guy who runs the household, for showing me how to use Screencastify so I can lecture to my classes. I mean, but be careful. The governor says shelter. The mayor says shelter in. Stay away. I mean, Daffin Park shouldn't be packed. Forsyth Park shouldn't be packed. I know we got to get out and exercise, but you got to do the right thing. You got to do the right thing, okay? And this is really, I go around town. I feel like I'm helping local businesses out by doing a public service announcement, but it's just me. I'm not getting the owner to come out. I'm not getting the people waiting to get their takeout. Be safe. Be smart.
All right. So the biggest thing we're going to talk about today to open up with in our first segment is, like Carl talked about, when he's mentioning Cal Hilton as our Weatherton Chiropractic Athlete of the Week, is the cancellation of GHSA sports for the spring. This came a day after Governor Kemp announced that all public schools K-12 would be closed for the remainder of the school year. Once that happened, you kind of felt, or we did as athletic coaches and administrators, that, you know, that next domino to fall would be sports. Now, there was some glimmer of hope. You know, Alabama canceled sports last Friday. They didn't have a big metropolitan area compared to Atlanta, so you're like, hey, maybe we can stay in this. And then Florida came out on Tuesday, a big article that they were thinking about looking to expand spring sports to June 30th. Massachusetts came out same day, hey, we're going to expand spring sports to June 26th. And now Florida's gone back and put a shelter in place. But what you're seeing across the country if you're asking, hey, how is one state still possibly doing it or might do it and not the other, it really depends on when the governor closes down the school system. As soon as the governor closes down the school system, the next thing to follow is going to be athletics.
I mean, I got to jump in on this, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm telling you right now, when Governor Kemp came out Wednesday and said we're closing schools for the public schools to the end of the year, I mean, you teach at a private school, you guys got the option to keep going. I was devastated, and you know I jumped on the internet, on social media, and I gave a heart-wrenching, because that's how I felt. These are our kids. I mean, they might not be my biological kid, but they're our kids. We watch them grow. You watch them from the time they're pre-K. I watch them when they come in as ninth graders. And I knew it was over right then and there. And I've got to be honest with you, if you're listening in South Carolina, let's face reality, Chad, Coach, AD. I mean, you wear more hats than I do. It's not going to happen in South Carolina. And it's just giving these kids false hope. It's not. They want to go in May and June. I talked to my friend in New York, okay? Football coach. He took over for me. He was my former player. He took over for me 25 years ago. He says, you know, coach, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in New York. It's not going to happen. This year, it's not going to happen. We got to hope that we get something back in September.
We do. You know, and to follow up on what Carl said, listen, I was gutted when I talked to Dennis Knight, when Big Frank texted me to ask me to send a video. I told him I needed about 15 minutes to collect myself because, you know, I coach both soccer teams.
Jumped right on.
You know, my seniors, my heart broke for them and all the hard work they put in, not this year, but 4 years. And so we're going to honor those guys coming up as we, you know, continue student athletes throughout this COVID-19. But, you know, talking about high school sports and the kind of the culmination of it for the spring, listen, now the next thing is, are we going to get to do any all-star stuff? Are, you know, hey, we have this big specialty sports soccer all-star thing, and we have over 200 student athletes. You know, in May, you have the big FCA
baseball.
All-star baseball game that's hosted at Grayson Stadium. All that's up in the air. We can't say yes or no right now. We don't know what the next month will look like. By the end of April, what this will be, we'll be able to get back at any sort. You know, we've already talked to ADs from across the state. You know, now that this is done, hey, what does summer workouts look like? You know, understand when they cancel spring sports, it's just what canceling what is currently, that means no spring football, all right? So no spring football, no tryouts for volleyball, for softball, for cheer. All that's on hold right now. So it's not just impacting your immediate sports of, you know, baseball and soccer and track and tennis and golf. It's impacting stuff that's coming up in the fall. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get through this and get into that. But there's a lot of dominoes, you know, that still have to be put in place. So, listen, as we talked about, all how it goes out to you seniors, you know, but stay strong through this time, knowing there's a purpose and reason further down the line that you'll grasp at some point in your life.
It's just unbelievable. You're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. Was heard every Saturday on ESPN Savannah. Now we're going Facebook Live, Twitter Live. It's the coach and the AD, Chad Griffin from Calvary Day School. We're going to do this for an hour every Saturday as long as we can. This might be our studio if John Henderson will let us do it. And once again, it's presented this week by John Henderson at Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner, they're out there selling food. They got paper towels. They got toilet paper. It's Coach's Corner, mom and pop shop, because Adele, John's wife, will be here running the store. So,
that's right.
I mean, come by and support our local business. And I know we wanted to touch on the seniors, but I got to give a big shout out to two places, okay? And I know Chad's got his on. I didn't put mine on today, but I want to give love out to, of course, I don't know if you can see it because the sun's so bright. Let me get a little closer. Savannah Strong, okay, support our local businesses. This is put out by Fleet Feet Savannah, Mike Nadeau and crew. The idea was from Meg at Special Tees, Special T-E-E-Tees, and it supports our local business. It's going to go to local businesses. You can go to Fleet Feet Savannah online, get their number, call, and they got curbside service. You call, you got a size, they'll have somebody there waiting for you, okay? Then, of course, I got to go to our good friend. His really his right-hand man. This guy always has a good lady behind him, or he's behind a good lady. Sierra Thomas from Specialty Sports. They came up with, can you see that, Chad?
Yep.
All right, you can show him your chest, okay? Okay? So you can get a cotton one for the big guy like me, because I don't know if they have the exercise shirts. What do we call?
Dry fit.
You know, I'm an old guy, okay? Give me a break. But go to Specialty Sports online, Specialty Sports. savannah.com, and you could order your shirts there. They'll ship it to you. $14, no extra cost for shipping. So last week, Specialty Sports donated the funds to?
Bowtie,
local barbecue place that's trying to keep their employees in there. Mike Nadeau, Fleet Feet Savannah. So you know what? They're helping everybody out. All right, we got 2 minutes. Seniors, we love you. Senior high school students, not just the athletes, student athletes, okay, or athletes or students. We feel for you. I know I'm devastated. I had Miyuki Johnson, or as I call her, Kiki Johnson, all-world volleyball player, text me the other night. She Facebooked me or whatever. I got a message, and just heartbroken. I mean, I don't even know what to say to her. I mean, I love the girl. I mean, she's been in Island since ninth grade, but I mean, I don't know what to say, Chad, to the seniors. Yeah. All I can say is we love you, and we'll get over this. Like I say every day, one life, one day at a time.
Well, what I told my seniors is you got to keep some perspective on it. You know, there's a grander scale out here, things going on in the world. Like, you can turn on the news and you see actual people losing their life. And that's tough. And, you know, I told them you can't reflect on what you did not get to do. You need to reflect and be grateful for what we had the opportunity to do while we were there. And that was the biggest thing. And I think when we come out of this, Carl, we talked about this a little bit last week, is when we come out of this, the appreciation we're all going to have for that opportunity. I think we will coach harder, kids will practice harder, they will play harder, because, you know, now there's some realization of, hey, this might go away at some point. You know, no one saw this coming in January when the season started. We didn't think about this, that we were going to have COVID-19 and schools were going to be shut down and high school athletics will be shut down and college athletics will be shut down. And so now you have a great appreciation for what we get to do. And that's just a great reminder to all you student athletes out there and coaches and fans. This is something we get to do. It's a privilege to play high school sports and the college sports. And so hang in there. Reflect on what the great memories you were able to make. That's what I told my seniors this week. Reflect on those memories and relationships that you got to make, and bank on that. That's what will get you through this tough time.
And know your coaches, your teachers, your administrations are heartbroken too, because we wanted to see you have a prom. We wanted to see you have your sports season. We wanted to see you have your musical or your chorus presentation, chorus event. We wanted to see you go to the prom. We wanted to see you walk down the aisle. That's the best time for me, when I see the seniors walk down the aisle and the faculty lines up in two rows and we're giving you a standing ovation because you did it. Hey, you know, you'll remember it. I got to say this quick. To the underclassmen, as Coach Griffin just said, don't take anything for advantage. One day you have it, one day you don't. That's why I like to say, one life, one day. I learned that from my son Dominic, okay? You're here today, you're gone tomorrow. Live life to its fullest, but remember, you got to do it the right way, and you got to do it like it's going to be the last day. And like we say to you coaches all the time, you practice like you play. You practice hard, you practice like you want to win, you're going to play hard, and you're going to win.
Yeah, man, and that's just where, you know, we're at right now with everything going on. Carl and I'll have some more when we get through out the door about things you can be looking forward to, especially you rising sophomores, rising juniors. We're going to talk about recruiting here at the end of the show and what that looks like in this day and age of the new norm of COVID-19 and recruiting.
All right, let's go. Well, Coach Griffin does the commercial reads. Remember, you're listening to the Carl Demasi Sports Report. Heard every Saturday on ESPN Savannah, but due to the Savannah Mall being closed, we're going Facebook Live. I'll get Instagram working. I mean, I got a lot of time to figure this stuff out. And it's presented today by Coach's Corner. We're live in the sound garden. There's no sound. There's nobody. But we're here talking sports, and we're trying to get us through this. Next up is going to be the Makos. So while I set up the Zoom with the Makos, Mr. Griffin doing the commercial reads.
We got ads, and like Carl said, we are live here at Coach's Corner on Victory Drive in Thunderbolt. All right, Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder. Sports, live music, delicious and abundant pub food, and right now, all the smoked meats you could eat. So come by today, see them. Always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. Right now, it's all about helping out Savannah be Savannah strong. Coaches open for lunch and dinner. Remember, it's curbside takeout and delivery only. So call Coaches to place your order. 912-352-2933. Once again, that's 912-352-2933. 3-3. And as you're driving Victory, you can't help but see the smoke and smell it, so come out and support. Also, Rocky's Deli. All right, we were there last week. Love those guys out there at Rocky's Deli. I cannot read this like Carl, so I'm not even going to try. All right, yo, you still want some real New York deli Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah. During this local distancing problem, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup. Once again, their number, all right, is 912-354-2914. Once again, it's 354-2914. All right, and in case you want Rocky's Deli New York Catering, all right, goods delivered, and you can go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place your order. Remember, Rocky's Deli, New York, and Tower King, we ain't New York style, we are New York. I can never
come on, give me a forget about it, you know, come on.
Forget about it,
there we go, he got it, come on, let's hear him.
Forget about it, y'all. I can never be as good as Carl.
All right, I'm going to give you a break. Thompson Sports Shops, did you do Thompson yet?
No.
Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, okay, for over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods and trophies, Thompson has got you covered. From cleats to capes, from cleats to caps, listen, don't laugh, Melissa,
might need a cape by the time this is done.
Capes and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more, from baseball, soccer, volleyball, to softball, yes, and football, too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. So come get equipped at Thompson Sports Shop, now located at 42 West Montgomery Road, Montgomery Crossroads, Suite C in Savannah. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, and seasonal on Saturdays. They are closed down now due to the all sports shops, non-essential places being closed down, even though sports exercise is essential. But it's locally owned Thompson Sports Shop and Trophies, where everybody comes through that door and is a winner. Weatherington.
Yeah, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Bart Weatherington. Love this guy. You're talking about someone who's passionate for athletics and high school athletics. I know you've been a part of your show, Carl, from
since
the beginning.
Since day one.
Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. Makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. At Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
Okay, here we go. It's the return of the coach and the Makos and the AD. So we want Kel, too, because it used to be the coach, Kel and Mel. But Kel's probably out there doing 500 burpees and push-ups. But once again, I'm going to flip my screen around, and you're going to see the Makos back live here in Savannah, Georgia. Okay, so here we go. Let's go here. Turn it around. Let's hope they can see you, Melissa. I'm going to check it out. What's up, Makos?
What's up, coach? Ed Coach?
How you doing, Melissa?
Is it now the coach and coach?
It's the coach and the AD.
Okay. All right, I like that.
Let's see if I can get this on here. I'd have to hold it. Okay, let me see. Look on Facebook Live. I don't know if I got it right, Melissa.
You know, do we ever get anything right, Carl?
Well, you know, you and I have been doing this trial and error. We've been trying to work this out. Let me check my Facebook page on my phone. But tell everybody what you're up to. They can still hear you.
Well, I am living in Atlanta. I moved to Atlanta over the summer with the Kel after he got a job up here in the ATM. And I got a job working with my old assistant principal, Dr. Askew, at a middle school. And that's what I've been doing. But nothing's really changed in terms of my lifestyle. I guess the geographic location. I do miss Savannah.
I'm trying to get you on here. Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Okay. yeah, well, I'm wearing my 75 hard shirt, begrudgingly, because I don't know if you remember that Kel and I did 75 hard last year. I believe we started in June. I think June 1st, which was quite challenging, to say the least. First, let me explain what 75 hard is. 75 hard is these five non-negotiables okay? Five non-negotiables, where the first one is you have to drink a gallon of water a day. The second one is you have to work out twice a day. Now, the workouts don't have to be super intense. It can be, you know, mobility. It could be go for a walk. But one of the workouts has to be outside, and another, the other workout has to be done inside. So the rain, tornadoes, hurricanes, snow, no matter what, you have to work out outside. That's number two. Number three, my dog is trying to get in here. Number three, you have to take a progress picture every day. You don't have to show everybody, but for 75 days, you're taking a progress pic. Number four, you have to read 10 pages of an educational book. I can't decide that I want to go read Harry Potter, the Harry Potter series, and, you know, count that. So right now I'm reading Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. That's number four. And number five is you have to follow a diet plan. It doesn't have to be anything drastic. It can be just your regular diet. So Raquel and I did this back in June. You know, we just followed like a clean eating, a healthy lifestyle diet plan. We didn't do anything specific. But now we are following Whole 30, which is pretty much going to be now Whole 75.
Is there like a website or something you register to do this and you keep like a daily track of it?
There's no website, but we got this from probably the number one podcast by Andy Frisella. And Andy Frisella owns this company called Bird. He owns a lot of companies, actually. He's part of something called the MFCEO Project. It's the Mother CEO Project. And he is just a total BA, bad B, you know. He's just so blunt and does not hold anything back. And he had a podcast, and now he switched it to, I forget what it's called now, Strong AF. And he's just a beast. He went through 75 hard. He literally just kind of made it up on the fly. And there's programs after 75 hard. But Markel and I kind of talked about it, that this is something that we want to do yearly because it really kind of helps you reset yourself. And the way that Andy talked about it is that he just came up with 75 days. Like, there was no rhyme or reason as to why he came up with 75 days. He just did. He's writing a book. And he transferred he rebranded his podcast from the MFCEO to Strong AF. So Andy Frisella, Frisilla. Andy Frisella.
Yep. I'm looking it up right now. Just, so you're on.
Yeah, he's just a boss. Like, he's just insanely amazing, and doesn't mince any words. And so Markel had been listening to him for a while, because when he was traveling, because one of the reasons why we had to move, guys, was because Markel's job, he thought he could do it remotely from Savannah. He thought that he would be able to. That was kind of the initial plan, was for us to stay in Savannah, and he would commute to Atlanta about once a month. Well, once a month turned into every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks turned into every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks turned into every week. And he was spending more time in Atlanta than he was with me. And that's because Atlanta is a hot market right now for what he does. He works for a company called SunGard Utilities, or SunGard. I don't even know. It's still early for me. He works for a company called SunGard, and they're a manning services program where they do like data recovery. So, for example, in Savannah, when we had those hurricanes, you know, all the electricity that went out and everything, and they basically back up companies' data. And it's a huge industry, and they also help out with, you know, cybersecurity and stuff like that. So he was coming up here for Atlanta because that's where his base was, and so that's why we decided to move up here, because the travel was getting too much. So when he was traveling, he was tuning into Andy Frisella and was just getting so inspired by it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. The first time we did 75 hard, it truly was hard. Like, it was not easy, and there's no compromises. You cannot decide one day, I'll only drink, you know, 32 ounces of water. No, if you mess up once, you have to go back and start from the beginning. The cool thing about it, though, is 75 hard isn't a daily thing. It's from when you wake up to when you go to sleep. So there were times that last time we did it that I fell asleep and woke up. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't finish, you know, my reading. So I would get up at like 2 a.m. and I would finish my reading. And Andy actually talks about that, where there was one time it was 2 a.m. and he got out his stationary bike and was just, you know, riding his bike outside of his driveway because he forgot to do his outdoor workout. So it there's just no compromise. And once you get that mentality of this is it, this is what we're doing, which I'm not there yet. We're only on day 4 of 75 hard part 2, but I'm not there yet. I didn't want to do this. I'm not going to lie. With coronavirus and closing up the schools and, you know, it's a very, very stressful time. And so I told Kel, I don't want to do it. And he's like, you don't have to do it. You know, he's like, but I'm doing it. And I think he was doing, and I'm going to bring him in here in a second. He started doing these non-negotiables, and it's pretty inspiring. He's pretty inspiring. I mean, I know you guys can't see me right now, but I'm sitting in his office. And, you know, I don't really come in here a lot, but when I look around and I see his jersey from when he played football at Boston College,
I can see
but
that.
that's not what's inspiring me. I look around and he's got shelves, bookshelves that go almost all the way up to the ceiling of books that he's read. He's read so many books that, that's what inspires me. It's just his drive to just be a better human, be a better person overall, physically, mentally, socially, spiritually, fill in the blank. And so he inspires me to be better, I guess. And so he started doing these non-negotiables where he's like, I want to get better at burpees. So he started doing burpees every day, 100 burpees every day. He'd wake up and he'd get it done. And I kind of laughed at him. I was like secretly videotaping him and stuff like that. And like he was so into it. And then one day I was just like, I'll do it with you. And he's like, but this isn't your non-negotiable. Because I don't do them every day with him. I do them pretty much almost every day, but that's not my non-negotiable. I don't know what my non-negotiable is right now. I haven't figured it out, but non-negotiable is something that you do every day. So I came up with this acronym, MAD, Mindset and Discipline. Because in order to do something like a 75 hard, or in order to truly change your lifestyle, you have to have the right mindset. And you have to, of course, have discipline. Yesterday, I'm not going to lie, all we wanted was this popcorn that we eat. Now, I have tremendous allergies, food allergies, gluten, dairy, nuts. Forget it. I can't eat anything. I can go outside and eat the bark on a tree, and that's pretty much all I can eat. So, but there's this popcorn that we eat. And it's gluten-free, and it's got nothing in it but popcorn and maybe some avocado oil. And it's so good, but it's not compliant with Whole30. And so I told Markel last night, we just want some of this popcorn. I'm like, we can eat it. No, that's the discipline that you have to have on Whole30 as well as with 75 Hard. So that's why I came up with the acronym Mindset and Discipline, and we're truly going mad. So I know that was a long spiel, but we are just beginning 75 hard part dose, and he's fully committed. I'm still like, oh God, I don't want to do this. But I know after a week it'll be okay, because it's really nothing different that we're doing. I guess for me, there were a couple cheats that I was able to have. I have a tremendous sweet tooth, and there were a couple things that I was able to eat that really satisfy that sweet tooth, but they're not Whole30 compliant. So I have to have that discipline, and it's hard. It's definitely hard, and I guess that's why it's called 75 hard. And I guess if it was easy, everybody would do it, right?
Yeah, well, that's what it comes down to. You'll listen to the Carl Tomasi Sportsport on Facebook Live, Twitter Live. It's the coach of the Makos and the AD reunited from a long time ago. The coach in Makos was on for almost 2 years. Hey, Melissa, but people always ask me, how's the Makos doing? How's the Makos doing? Well, you're also on TV. Tell them the spiel that you got there.
Yeah, so I mean, this is, and it's truly a good story, because I am not one to burn bridges. You know, I loved working at WTOC. WTOC is such a fantastic news station and company in and of itself. And when I made the decision, 11 years ago, to go into teaching, which, by the way, has been the most amazing decision ever, WTOC, you know, asked me to stay on a contractual basis to do the show with Tim Geiderer, the Friday Night Football show with Tim Geiderer, and the tailgating show. And so I did that for about 3 years with him. And so WTOC has always been, you know, kind of had a special place in my heart. And apparently they had a special place in their heart for me too. And so Tim Geiderer reached out and he saw one of my pictures that I posted. One of the things that I miss about this quarantine is going to the gym. So we've been getting really, really creative with our workouts. And one of the pictures that Tim saw was me squatting Pee Wee the pig. So my pet pig Pee Wee. And most people know that I have a pig. Pee Wee comes out every St. Patrick's Day and his fans flock to him. But I squatted him. And Tim saw that picture. And this was a couple years ago that I did it, but I reposted it. And he reached out. He's like, hey, do you got any other workout ideas that we could share on our new morning break show? And I'm like, absolutely. He said, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, just give the people something they can do at home. And, you know, they remember you from being, you know, the sports anchor and sports reporter. And let's see what we can do. So he asked me for a couple workout ideas. And I'm a little quirky and a little dorky, as my students say, lame. I'm like, yay, I'm lame, woo! And so my workouts really are for anybody. Some of them are a little bit more intense than others. But, excuse me, the first one that I did was air squats. And I air squatted by picking up my dog's toys. So, you know, just fun and creative way to start out. And I just sent him another one. With burpees, and then another one going back to air squats, but defensive basketball slides. But the way I do it is a little bit different.
Yes, it is.
getting on a court and doing defensive basketball slides. So you'll see that one hopefully on Monday during their new, it's the new morning break show. They are not doing mid-morning live anymore, and they replaced it with this awesome show called Morning Break. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I still tune in, you know, even being up here in Atlanta. The beauty of the internet is I can still watch my people at WTOC. So I still follow them and see what they're up to.
Well, I got to apologize, Melissa. My little experiment is not working. My wife just texted me. She's looking in and it's not coming out on the laptop.
Well,
I just want to let you know that we tried this. I did find another program that will work a lot better with Facebook, where I don't have to face my computer with Facebook Live into the computer that has the Zoom. But once again, we miss you here in a good old SAV. We miss the Kel, but we got to have you on here regularly talking about fitness, because that's what everybody needs during this time of the pandemic, I guess.
Hey, so
I agree 100%.
Hey, tell us how people can,
Team Makos.
How can they can follow you to look at your workouts?
Yeah, so I there's a couple ways. So I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook. My Twitter is just mmakos21, and that I've had that forever. And that's a combination of teaching and workouts and just, you know.
And Boston College and your favorite number.
Yes. So mmakos21 is my Twitter. Team Makos, TEAMMAIKOS. Team Makos is my new Facebook group page, I guess you can say, where I'm starting to be a little bit more active, and Team Makos on Instagram. But the big one is melissamakos.com. That's where I'm starting to filter my blogs and my podcast and my workouts. So if you go to melissamakos.com, it'll take you right to my Team Makos page, and you can check out some of these workouts. And not kidding, they're like two minutes. It's up to you to kind of take it for what it is and expand it, but I give you some quick tips and some quick fun fitness ideas, and you know, so far it's going pretty well. I got some of the teachers at my school to check it out, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm totally doing this. So, and I think because it gives you a good laugh also, and again, you're working out. The way my philosophy with teaching is I like to teach without the kids even realizing that they're learning. So that has always been like my goal. And with exercise, I want to teach fitness without you even realizing that you're getting a workout in. So it's going to be things that you can do around the house, everyday things you can do around the house, outside of the house, that anybody and everybody can do. And you're probably doing it already. You just don't realize it. So that's kind of where I'm at. So melissamakos.com. or WTOC for their morning break show. Go watch
and look up Team Makos, because that's where you can find it too. And Melissa, you know, we've been friends for a long time since you first came down here and started working WTOC, but your passion, your enthusiasm, whether it be on the TV or in the classroom, is what it's all about. And in today's teaching world, which I've been doing this for a long time, you gotta be an actor. You gotta put on a show. You gotta keep these kids interested. Some of us may at times be a little boring, but you gotta make it fun.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying this digital learning because, and to be honest with you, I'm gonna give a little plug here to Jillian Riley, who I worked with when I was at Island High School and at Beach High School, and she's so fast forward with her thinking and with technology and stuff that everything that she taught me and instilled in me when it comes to technology, I'm using all of that. And it's difficult to use that in the classroom because, not necessarily difficult to use it in the classroom, but a lot of it was, for called blended learning. So some of it you're doing in the classroom, some of it you're doing outside of the classroom. It was hard for me to get my students to do some of the stuff outside of the classroom because they were doing most of it inside of the classroom. But now everything is outside of the classroom. So I'm just filtering all that stuff that I learned into this blended learning, which is now not really blended because it's all online. And, you know, I'm in middle school right now, so it's a little bit more difficult to get in touch with these students, per se, because they're younger, but they're on it, man. And it's just inspiring to see some of these kids that, you know, some of them are really, really thriving with it. Some, you know, are struggling, but we're doing the Zoom calls, we're doing the chats, we're doing all of that stuff to really try to keep them engaged. And I know you're doing the same thing because you and I are sharing ideas.
Yep.
And that's the beautiful thing about teaching is that I'm sharing ideas with my sister. She teaches also up here in Cobb County. And I'm calling Megan Heberly from Islands High School and asking her for ideas. Terry Sanford. Like, just because I'm gone doesn't mean I'm not still keeping in touch with people and asking for their help and their ideas as to, hey, what are you guys doing? Megan sent me a lot of the stuff that Savannah Chatham is doing. I brought that to my people in Cobb, and I said, hey, this is what Savannah's doing. What do you think about this? And a lot of the stuff that they're like, oh, wow, this is great. We could do this. We could do that. So it's not just – it's like a global thing, I feel like, with what teachers are doing right now.
Well, we're all in this together. I thank you for taking the time for coming on. Tell Markel Blunt, the man that's on a mission, and we'll be talking to you during the week. And once again, I got a new program. You'll be the first one to test it out for me.
Yeah, you got it. Let me know.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Melissa, thanks so much for sharing
thanks,
with us
guys.
And keeping people engaged in fitness, because that's key. I mean, people have to stay fit during this time. We tell our student athletes, as coaches, like, there's got to be a base of fitness when you do return, so stay active. And one, for your mental health, you got to stay active.
Talk to you.
Absolutely. Bye.
Miss you, Makos.
Miss you, too.
The coach in Makos. I appreciate you coming on, and once again, got to end that little Zoom. So we're going to leave the meeting. And once again, Melissa Makos, passion for teaching, passion for the internet, passion for whatever she does. She's into the fitness. Morning break. Tim Guidera, come on, help me out.
TOC,
but the other guy, I can't remember. Oh, come on. Sportscaster.
Ken Griner.
I do apologize. Mr. Savannah Christian with Mark Granger, they're doing mid-morning break, and it's a great show. Hey, that's what I'm watching during the day now when I'm doing work and making up lesson plans. So, all right, we're going to let the coach again take the commercial breaks. I got to get Kyle Hilton on the phone. The Zoom thing's not working, so I do apologize. I will have a new program next week that we can see our guest. So hang in there. Bear with us. It's the second week. We're trying, and if you're not trying, you're not crying. No, I'm going to go ahead and get it.
Hey, all right, so one, thanks, Melissa, for being on here. So, once again, we are at Coach's Corner today. Carl and I are out in the Sun Garden. We have a lot of social distancing here. But Coach's Corner here has a lot of food for you today. They have a whole store set up front. You can come get about almost anything you need from a store perspective and also from a food perspective. They're smoking brisket today, so that'll be ready for pickup this afternoon. So, let's start with Coach's Corner. Once again, all sports all the time at Coach's Corner Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder. Sports, live music, delicious, abundant pub food, like I said, smoked meats today. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. Right now, it's all about helping Savannah be Savannah stronger. Coach is open for lunch and dinner, but remember, it's curbside takeout or delivery only. Call Coach's Corner to place your order at 912-352-2933. Once again, it's 912-352-2933. I'm going to let you see the Rockies.
Oh, come on. You got no Italian in you, buddy?
I'm getting there. I got
come on. Forget about it. You're wimping out on me. I know you don't wimp out. No, okay. I'll help you out. Okay, yo, you still want some real New York Deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road, right here in Savannah, Georgia, during this social distancing thing, okay? So, yeah, stay away from me, okay? Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914, 912-354-2914. On the phone, you kabish, okay? If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, the goods delivered to your front door. Nobody's going to break your arm. It's not on the arm either. Just go to SavannahTakeout.com. That's SAVTakeout.com. Place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we ain't New York. We are New York. Forget about it, y'all. Is that good enough for you, buddy?
So much better than mine. So much better. I'm going to press this week, though. Next week, I'll have it down. All right, Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies for over half a century. When it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies, Thompson's has got you covered. From cleats to caps and capes, and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too, every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. So come get equipped at Thompson Sports Shop, new location, 42 West Montgomery Crossroads, Suite C. All right, currently they're closed because of COVID-19, but when they reopen, all right, go see Thompson Sports Shop, locally owned. All right, they got sporting goods and trophies for everyone. Is a winner.
They are closed right now due to the coronavirus pandemic. They will reopen, but it's one of the top sporting goods stores here in Savannah, Georgia. It's been around for a long time. I can remember, or I'm told, I saw pictures when they were first started out as Russell Sporting Goods in Garden City. So Russell's, Thompson's, they're connected. Okay. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, after the week, he's waiting on the wings, but remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You want to try and pick up a bat and try and hit a pitch off our athlete of the week, Kyle Hilton? I don't think you're going to do it. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, right here in good old Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, where it's cooler and pooler, in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, at Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. All right, we're a little behind schedule. We had to get the Makos on. Well, this young man, phenomenal. I mean, he started out his freshman and sophomore years 28-0, okay? I think he's up to like 30-something wins. He had a shot at making it into the top 10 in the record books as a high school pitcher. But as we know, the high school season has been cut short. I mean, he was a 2020 Georgia Dugout Club preseason All-State. He was All-State last year. He's been all Savannah Morning News for the last 3 years. He's joining us now on the Prep Sports Report hotline. So I don't know what we're going to call it, but we're live here at Coach's Corner. Joining us now, Kyle Hilton. Kyle, great to have you on.
Hey, Coach. I appreciate you having me.
All right, let me just move the speaker up here so people can hear you. So it's been rough, it's been tough, and high school baseball or baseball in general in your life has been big time. So tell us, when you heard this was happening, what was your initial reaction?
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it has been. I was kind of in that boat, so I was more towards like just postpone it, and then after it started going, like, spreading like crazy, I figured they were going to end up canceling it eventually.
Well, Kyle, hey, you know, we saw that this week from Georgia High School. One, I want to tell you, long ago, you won't remember this, but my wife used to give your sister, Victoria, pitching lessons for softball. And I remember seeing you at softball fields and ballparks from the time you were little. It's been phenomenal to see you grow and develop, not just as a pitcher, but as a human being and young man. So I can't tell you how proud we are of you as Savannah, just of what you accomplished and the hard work that you put in. You're just a gritty, tough kid, great ball player, but you got a bright future ahead of you. I know this is just, you know, one kind of stop in those mechanisms, but hey, let's reflect a little bit. I've been telling my seniors, you know, for the last couple of days, you know, on you can't look about what just happened to you, but reflect on some of the great moments you've had at Savannah Christian, and just let the people know about, you know, how important that's been and the people that's impacted your life over there.
Well, it all started not with baseball, but just with the school in general. Coming over there, being the new kid as a freshman, and everybody welcomed me, like, with open arms. The coaching staff, Coach Carter, he's played a huge part in my life just in the past 4 years. He's a great man, and he was just so open to me coming, and I just love seeing him every day at school whenever he'll go. And then just some of the seniors and some of the guys I played with over there whenever I came over, it just instantly became brothers to me. And everything at Savannah Christian is such a family bond. It was just an awesome feeling going over there.
And, you know, we're talking to Kyle Hilton, Savannah Christian baseball player, senior. I mean, freshman year, you won the championship. I think last year you made it against Tattnall Square. Just what's your fondest memory of playing sports at Savannah Christian that you'll never lose, you'll never, you know, it'll always be with you the rest of your life?
It would definitely have to be freshman year, winning the state championship. That was a great feeling.
I mean, it had to be something special. Okay, let's go to a brighter side. You're still going to be able to play baseball. You're going to take it to the next level. You committed to Georgia Tech, you decommitted, and now you're going to Georgia State and college. Tell us about Georgia State and college. What attracted Kyle Hilton to go to Georgia State and college?
So they brought in a new coaching staff this year, and after I decommitted, they reached out to me very quickly, within like 30 minutes of me posting it on Twitter. And so that showed that they obviously had a lot of interest in me. And then I kept talking to their coaches. They got me up there on a visit. And I just loved the campus, loved everything that they were trying to put in place with their baseball program. They definitely had the right vision. And I know I'm going to have a chance to play and be a key player next year. So I wanted to, like, have that shot as a freshman to be a play, like, be a role in their team.
And you're listening to the Coach and the AD, called the Mossy Sports Report, presented today by Coach's Corner. We're sitting in the Sound Garden. No sound, no people. It's just the coach and I. He's 6 feet away. It looks closer because of the video, but he's really 6 feet away. And we're having a lot of fun. We're talking to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for this week, senior baseball player Kyle Hilton from Savannah Christian. Coach?
All right, Kyle. Talking about, you know, you talked about your choice to go to Georgia State up there in Atlanta. You know, so walk the people through a little bit of what you feel like your role or what the opportunity is going to be at Georgia State that is maybe different than Tech. I mean, I've watched you play. I've watched you catch and pitch. What's the vision for the Georgia State coaching staff for you as you get into, you know, as you go to college?
Well, a lot of people don't, like, see me catch a lot in high school, but that's, like, the main plan for me in college. I'm going as a catcher-pitcher, but they want me to mainly be a catcher and then like a relief pitcher. So, throw a couple innings here and there.
Well, I've watched you catch, and you got the tools to do it. You're also pretty good on the mound. Unbelievable baseball player. So, as far as the year's going to go, any word about graduation and what you guys are doing in school, how they continuing doing the classes over at Savannah Christian?
Well, right now for classes, we're canceled through the 30th, but they're hoping to get us back for at least a couple weeks in May. And then Dr. Garman said that with, like, graduation and even with prom, he's not canceling anything. They're just postponing it, and it may not be what it was supposed to be or what we all expected it to be, but we will have a prom and we will have a graduation. So I'm really excited that they're not, like, canceling anything.
Well, Kyle, I appreciate it. I apologize. I tried to get the Zoom to work with the Facebook Live, but it didn't work out. it's just not coming through the right way. But once again, as Coach Griffin said, you know, Calvary Day School, you are their rivals, but you know what? We don't look at you guys as rivals. We look at you as student athletes. You've done an outstanding job. We're sorry that it was cut short, but you know what? You still got tomorrow. You got next year to play some ball. Keep it up. Keep on making us proud because you've done that already. And as you like to say right now, go Raiders.
Yes, sir. Go Raiders.
Thanks.
I appreciate you having me on, Coach.
Thanks, Kyle. Have a good one.
You too.
I mean, what are we going to say, Chad? I mean, you know, you got a bunch of seniors with you. I watched this kid. I mean, I would call him Mr. Pigpen because every time you saw the kid play baseball, he was dirty from head to toe. I mean, the kid gave everything when it was on the baseball field, and he's given everything in the classroom. And, you know, he's still got a chance. He's going to Georgia State in college. He's going to play baseball there. When it's going to start, we don't know. But you know what? He's going to make it to the next level, and he's going to make us proud.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, the one thing we talk about all the time on this show, Carl, that I think makes this community so important is I guarantee, I mean, if you were to ask Kyle about, you know, Jay Webbington, you know, all these kids, Thomas Carver, all these kids grow up playing either with one another, like on new teams, and yeah, they eventually split apart and go to their separate schools, but they grow up together. They compete against one another, and they're friends off the field because they built those relationships from the time they were in youth together. And so I think that's what makes this community so important and so special here in Savannah. It's maybe different than other places, especially metro areas. These kids have such a bond with each other, and they're so happy for each other and what they get to do. And so so proud of Kyle. Like I said, I've known his family and his parents for a time. Started with softball with Sherry and Victoria, and watching Kyle grow up and play, it's been something special.
It's just a shame, and if you're a senior out there and you just listen to Kyle Hilton from South Christian Senior, student-athlete, we feel for you. We feel for you. Nobody saw this coming. You know, it started way back in December in China. It's come here. It's attacked our country, and once again, it's one life, one day. We got to take one day at a time. We got to make sure we're all safe. Remember, it's going to come back. We're going to be back to normalcy. This is not normal, but we just got to deal with it. Believe me, you know, just hang in there. Once again, it's the Coach and the AD, presented by Coach's Corner, right here in the Sound Garden. We got one more segment to go. We got to thank our sponsors, and we appreciate you listening on Facebook Live and Twitter Live. I promise you next week I'll have a program that you can see the guests instead of me trying to finagle something, which I tried. I do apologize. Melissa Makos, always a great job. Kyle Hilton, one of the best baseball players I've seen here in a long time, and, you know, We gotta wrap this up. So let's thank our sponsors, and then of course it's time to get three out the door. Well, I'm gonna go three out the door and find some barbecue. How about
That's
you?
Right. Same thing. I'll start with Coach's Corner.
Go right ahead. That's where we are.
Yeah, we'll start with Coach's Corner here in the Sound Garden. Beautiful space back here. If you've not been here, when they get reopened and things come back, hey, get back in this place and see what it is. It's phenomenal. All right, from that standpoint. So all sports, all time. That Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder. Sports, live music, delicious and abundant pub food. And like I said, hey, they got smoked meats today. I mean, if you can't...
Hey, he was bringing in slabs of brisket.
Oh, slabs of brisket. We saw that when we were coming in this morning.
Can we do that for breakfast?
You can eat anything for breakfast food. I mean, there is no difference in breakfast food than the rest of the food is in my mind. All right? There's always a reason to check out Coach Corners right now. It's all about helping Savannah stay Savannah strong. He's got his shirt as well. Coach is open for lunch and dinner. Remember, it's curbside takeout or delivery only. So call Coaches to place your order. That's 912-352-2933. Once again, 352-2933. Also check out their Facebook page. They're updating, you know, kind of what they're having each and every day, whether it's barbecue or ribs or brisket. So check out their social media as well. I'm going to let you go back and do Rocky's
Deli. 912, baby. We got to be 912 strong. You got to do that, okay? All right. Yo, you still want some real New York deli and Italian catering? Bada bing, bada boom. While there is a place open here in Savannah, Georgia, that has a lot of New York sandwiches or heroes, whatever you want to call them, okay? So Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road, right here in Savannah, Georgia, during this social distancing problem. Got to stay away from this guy. No, but we're okay. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup. Here's the number, 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914. Curbside service. Remember, you got to do it on the phone, okay? Kabish. All right? But if you want delivery, they're going to another guy. They twisted his arm, you know what I mean? Okay, and that's SavannahTakeout.com. Go online. Go to SavannahTakeout.com, SAVTakeout.com. You can buy yourself a nice Italian hero, maybe a meatball Parmesan or an eggplant Parmesan. That's Friday. Sorry. Yeah, D, I go there a lot. Okay, so remember, they'll deliver it to you. Place the order. Check them out. Help support Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. Remember, we ain't New York. We are New York.
I think they're coming up their one-year anniversary, right?
One-year anniversary. It was supposed to be this month. I was supposed to do a special one-year anniversary show there. I was going to make some Zapolis, but you know what? I can't do it. So you still can get cannolis. You can still get Italian cookies, rainbow cookies, but... hey, I'll be there one day. You can come get the coach's Zapolis. Mama Maria Sfarisia Damasi's Zapolis. I know Chad saw it online. He wanted me to bring some, but 2 days old, no good.
All right, Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies. For over half a century when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps.
And capes.
And capes. Superman here. On the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. So come get equipped at Thompson Sports Shop, new location, 42 West Montgomery Crossroads, Suite C, right in Savannah. Currently closed, when they reopen, go see them. Locally owned Thompson Sports Goods and Trophies, where everyone is a winner.
Now, this next guy is not closed, okay? He's there to help you. You got a back problem. You need some health, a little health
checks. You've
been
out working out when Melissa Mako's work out and your back's hurting.
Yeah, that 75-day thing, I don't know if I could do that. But, you know, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to try and do a burpee like Markel and Melissa, Mel and Kel. You ain't going to do it, okay? So at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler, where it's cooler, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit the doctor, Dr. Bart Weatherington, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, buddy, we should have about 2 minutes to go here, but I know we want to wrap this up. If we go over a little, we go over a little, but it always goes so quick.
Oh, man.
To the viewers, okay, it's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's the coach and AD. We'll be doing this as long as we can until this man has to put on 50 hats over at Calvary Day School. I tried to do the Zoom with Melissa Makos. It did not work. I got another program that a friend, the man that runs ESPN, Coastal's digital marketing, all that, Christian Gokel, he sent me the program that they use. I'm going to try and hook it up, learn how to use it so we can see our guests that aren't here. I know it's tough to hear Melissa. Kyle Hilton. Great job, kid. We had to go to the phone. Hopefully they heard you on the mic, and it went well there. But let's wrap this up, Coach Griffin, the AD.
Yeah, so we want to talk about, like, recruiting during COVID, okay? We talked about a little bit last week about your social media and make sure you're following coaches and stuff. But what we're seeing, the trend this week, is navigating remote coaching. And so, you know, the coaches connecting with you via your social media, live remotes as well. Live coaches now are figuring out how to do Zoom with these potential student athletes as recruiting. The NCAA has not figured out how to, you know,
regulate it yet.
Regulate that yet? That's a great word. I was trying to find. And so, but we're in that situation. This is the heat of recruiting for these rising seniors right now. Spring ball. You know, coaches coming into town. You know, Chatham County's become a massive hotbed in the Lowcountry here for football recruiting. And I know not just Calvary, but other schools, probably 40, 50 coaches that come through this area during the spring. Hey, so make sure you're connecting with coaches on social media. Make sure your huddle film is updated. Make sure all that, your stuff is accurate. Make sure your grades, like, you're taking care of your academics. Okay, that is key. Just don't think because you're not sitting in the classroom, it's not important. These grades will count for your college transcript. Okay, if you're taking AP classes, right, make sure you're talking to your guidance counselor about what the AP exam is going to look like. We heard this week that AP is only going to test on the information up through March. So make sure you talk to your AP teacher. Make sure you talk to, find out about AP exams. SATs, ACTs. Make sure you're updating with your guidance counselor on those things. So if you are wanting to be a student athlete, so you're recruited by colleges, make sure you're doing the little things they need so you can be out there. So this is a great time. Hey, update all your social media, update your huddle, and you know, connect with coaches. Pick 5 schools a day that you're interested in. If you're an underclassman, if you're a freshman and sophomore, and you want to play collegiately, I'm telling you, as a former college coach, connect with those coaches now. Follow them on social media, their Twitter, Instagram. Let them know that you're interested in their program, okay, and start building those relationships now. So if you have any interest in, you know, playing in college, this is the time. This is a great time to start connecting with colleges. Get your film out there. Get your information to them. Send them your stuff. But they're doing the same thing. They can't get out and go watch kids play right now. So everything's about the communication-wise online.
And I just got to stress what the AD, the coach, just said, Chad Griffin. First of all, your grades. Take care of your grades, okay? You got to graduate. Everything is online now. Don't blow it off, because they're going to give you a grade. If it's a failing grade, you're not going anywhere. Underclassmen, remember, you have to pass all your classes at the end of the school year to play fall sports. When fall sports begin, cross country, softball, volleyball, football. Am I forgetting anything else? Cheerleading, okay? That is a sport, okay?
Especially if you're doing competition. You got to be eligible for competition cheer from that standpoint.
You got to pass your classes. You got to have enough credits. I was a former athletic director. That's the biggest problem. You don't understand. It's not what happens in the fourth quarter. It happens, it counts for the whole year. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. So, I mean, it's what you get credit for the whole year. Here's the thing. No one knows what maybe a lot of kids are like, hey, I'll make it up in summer school. Who knows if there'll be summer school? Take care of it now. Do it now. Be on top of your academics right now. Don't wait and hope, hey, well, I'll make this up later. Don't do that. One, you know, if you're wanting to be recruited, college coaches are getting transcripts. They're going to ask you for your transcript. And if you're embarrassed to send that out, that means you got to be doing some work. You know, that's the first thing they're going to look at is your transcript. All right, so make sure you're communicating with your guidance counselor about getting your transcripts as well.
Okay, social media. Stay off the social media with stuff that's going to get you in trouble. You got so much time on your hands now. You're on the phone. Don't post anything that a college coach is going to see. Don't post anything that your high school administrator is going to see. It's going to get you in trouble. Next thing is, college coaches want to know if you're a good kid or a kid that's going to cause them problems. Make sure, as Irk Russell used to say, the great Georgia Southern football coach, do the right thing. Just do the right thing. Stay off of social media. Don't get yourself in trouble. Finish the year out strong. Good grades. Hey, this is something new for everybody, so it's trial and error. Most of the time, though, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt here in this virtual classroom setting. Do the right thing, okay? Last thing I got to say, and I'll hand it back to Coach Griffin so he can wrap up how he feels. Okay, I've been going around town doing public service announcements. Support Savannah. Savannah strong. Whether you go get a t-shirt at Specialty Sports, whether you go get a t-shirt at Fleet Feet Savannah, visit the local businesses, okay? And I say this at the end of every public service announcement I do. So I'm not just throwing this out. Again, if you're able to support your favorite business, your favorite local restaurant, do so. If you can, okay? If you can't, do your thing. Tell people where to go. Help them out, okay? Order food online. Donate to your favorite charity. Hey, great public service announcement this week, and I'm not blowing my own bubble because I don't do that, and this guy can vouch for it. Meals for the Medical. Go to Meals for the Medical on Facebook. Jennifer Smith Green has put a group up where they take food to the doctors. They take food to the nurses. They take food to the ICU staffs. They take food to the emergency rooms. They take food to the fire department. You know what? Yeah, I know. Well, Coach, you know, the hospital's open in the cafeteria. But sometimes it's not open. And you can only eat the same food so much. There's so many local places donating food to Meals for Medical. Be part of this drive. Other than that, stay safe, wash your hands, stay away from people, do what we have to do to get over this crisis. We still got another at least 2-3 weeks to deal with this.
Hey, I'm going to follow up on what Carl said with the medical staff. I'm going to challenge athletic directors. If you have drinks, food, candy, whatever that's sitting in your concession stands that you didn't use this spring, you know, donate that. Give that to people that need it. I mean, we realized the other day we have 30 cases of soft drinks sitting in our concession stand for spring sports. All right, so we contacted someone at Memorial. whoever you want, whether it's Memorial, Candler, or whoever, connect with somebody there. They will take it. So they're going to come pick up 30 cases of our drinks because they're going to go bad, and so it's going to be a waste. So we're going to donate 30 cases of Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite to Memorial on Monday. And so I'm challenging athletic directors out there or coaches, if you have stuff sitting in your concession stand that you're not using, all right, that's going to go bad, find some more to donate to. All right, there's plenty of people out there, whether it's Savannah City Mission, Union Mission, the medical field. I challenge you guys, find stuff that you're not using that's going to go to waste. Give it to people that need it right now.
And if you don't have anybody to help you get it there,
let us know.
Let us know. We'll give the coach a message. Give Chad Griffin a message. He has my phone number, 507-9158. Of course, it's 912. 912 strong, baby. 507-9158. I'll come pick it up and deliver it for you.
Same thing. 912-596-8805. Once again, it's 912-596-8805. Shoot me a text. If you're wanting to find someone to connect with at Memorial, I got that information yesterday, and we can connect you with someone at a local place that needs, you know, that needs what you have. So appreciate you guys for joining us today. Thanks for Coach's Corner letting us host this out here today. And Carl, I'll let you finish up there.
Hey, we'll come do it on the arm. You know what I mean? We'll do it for free. You know, we'll take the goods wherever you want it to go.
That's right, man.
No cement shoes either. But anyway, remember every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. until 10, right here on Facebook Live and on Twitter Live, okay, it's All Sports All the Time, presented by Coach's Corner. It's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's the Coach and the AD. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Do the right thing. Social distancing, whatever you may be doing, always hit it at a park. Until next week, I really do mean this. I know it's horrible right now, but make it the best week ever. We're out of here. Thanks for listening.
Gratitude, people.
912 strong, baby.